page 97. 3. Listening. Other amazing feats. A. Listen to 3 extracts from a documentary. What project is being described? Number the pictures 1 to 3. There is one extra. 1.
Engineers faced a huge challenge when it came to this project, building the gigantic viewing window of the tank. Never before had engineers tried to build a tank of this size. It was an engineering feat like no other. Not only did it have to hold 7.5 million liters of water, but it had to be earthquake-proof too. And it had to hold 3 of the largest species of whale sharks. Clearly, ambitious aims. Engineers wanted to create a window that visitors wouldn't even notice. Only by using a special process did it become possible. The window was made from 7 panels, each made up of layers of acrylic glued together, rather than glass, which wouldn't be as strong. At 60 centimeters thick, it was, at the time, the largest of its kind in the world. Little did anyone realize how spectacular it would look once installed. An amazing experience that 2 to 3 million visitors enjoy every year.
2.
Seldom has a project taken so long to get off the ground as this one. Proposals for a way to link the 2 nations were first made in the 1800s. But it wasn't until the late 1980s that work actually began. The key challenge was how to dig through rock 50 meters below the seabed. That in itself presented engineers with unique problems. But the aim was clear. Build 2 railway lines for high-speed trains and a 3rd emergency tunnel. 13,000 engineers, technicians, and laborers worked on the project, which was completed in just 6 years. On completion, it was the longest undersea tunnel in the world. Little did they know that construction would come in more than 80% over budget. But there's no doubt that the project was a success. Approximately 15 million people travel through the tunnel each year.
3.
This is one of the most amazing feats of engineering this century. The biggest problem was making her profitable. Only by competing with planes would that be possible. She had to be luxurious, like a first-class resort. The aim was to make her bigger than any other liner, so there was more space for paying passengers. But not only did they have to make sure she could fit under a New York bridge, they had to ensure she was not too wide for the Panama Canal. To do this, engineers had to rewrite the rules of shipbuilding, and do it all in less than 2 years. Every day the project ran over would cost almost $500,000. When finished, this would be the largest and most luxurious liner in the world. A magnificent cruise ship with first-class spas and world-class restaurants. 91,700 passengers sail every year across the Atlantic.